Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great privilege to stand in front of great scientists and students. My talk is on summer cover crops for organic production system. To give a little small background, this is part of my PhD research project. The main project is about developing an organic production system for vegetables. Out of that, this is a small experiment conducted towards that. In any sustainable production system, the important aspects would be to manage soil, weeds, and pests. Say, for instance, let's take a tomato and pepper production, which is part of my research as well. In that, crop rotation is an important aspect when it comes to diseases and pests. We got to do a crop rotation so that these diseases and pests won't be persistent in the agriculture environment. So the first year, say the grower has this cash crops, and the next year he moves to a new plot and he wants to engage the previous year, the plot where he had the crop the previous year. He can either has a choice to leave it fallow or plant some other cash crop. Planting other cash crop means it's going to take more resources. So if he can't afford that, there should be a choice other than leaving it fallow, leaving it open for erosion and loss of fertility. So summer cover crops comes to play here. It's a great choice in a sustainable production system by providing different benefits. say tomatoes and peppers are of that's a high value crop, which has to be managed for weeds. So let me put it this way. This summer cover crops can either be used during the season or off season, okay? During the season can act as a live mulch or during the off season, they provide a great cover crop. Cover it helps to build organic soil, organic matter. It conserves soil moisture. It reduces nutrient leaching loss, erosion, and pollution. As I said earlier, it also helps to break a disease and a pest cycle. There are different choices we have when it comes to summer covers. For example, legumes, we have some different peas and beans. Grass, for example, we have Sudan sorghum or pearl millet, Japanese millet. For an asters, like sunflowers, marigold, can be a great component. This can also provide a great farmscaping services in the ag environment, which brings a biological diversity into the system. And in this study, we conducted this experiment to study the relationship of covers and weeds, weed competition. Since we had there's very limited research done on this weed and cover relationship. So we conducted an experiment, a replicated trial at Winfred Thomas Agriculture Research Station at our Alabama A&M campus, the cover crops that we took into consideration are sunflower, buckwheat, iron clay peas, velvet beans, Sudan sorghum, and we compared these cover crops with a controlled fallow where no cover crops were planted. So you can see our, we have a different species here. We have a grass, we have a couple of legumes, and an aster. You could see that they vary in their canopy. They provide a different cover. They vary in the duration of their growing as well during the season. Okay, these cover crops were planted in a no-till method, and we followed the recommended seed rate to go by. And this, the observations that we took were the above ground biomass taken at the peak vegetative phase. When we took the cover crop above ground biomass, we chose a sample area where we separated the weeds from the cover crops and had the dry weight taken, which provided the dry biomass for us. And the next observation was the leaf area. We collected the above ground biomass of the cover crop and separated the leaves. We used the Leichhardt 3100 to measure the leaf area. Leaf area index was calculated based on this formula, leaf area over ground area. We looked into the light interception as well, using Acupar LAD. The light interception was calculated based on the photosynthetic active radiation that was transmitted over the total incident light in percentage. That gives us the light interception. We used SAS for statistical analysis. This is the Leichhardt 3100 leaf area meter. And the one on our right is the Acupar LP80. I used this equipment above the canopy and below the canopy to take the incident PAR and the transmitted PAR. Coming to the results, this chart shows us the leaf area and the percent light interception in different summer cover crops. Let's look here into the, starting with the fallow where we didn't have any cover. Obviously, it's a zero in light interception and there was no cover crop. The highest leaf area was with the ICP, as you might have seen in the previous slide. The picture, it gives you a very good explanation why it had a higher leaf area. It has a heavy biomass, and also it had a higher leaf area, which was a which correlates to your light interception along this line. There was some variation, a significant variation between sunflower and that of Sudan sorghum and velvet beans compared to the iron clay peas. Buckwheat was a short-term crop. I mean, it's a short-term cover crop. It grows only for like 45 days. It gets into the maturity. So the time when we took the observation that had the least least of the leaf area. Next slide showing the above ground biomass of cover crops and weeds. We had a significant difference again comparing this Sudan sorghum and sunflower and clay peas compared to this buckwheat and velvet beans. The highest wheat obviously is on a fallow plot. Compared to that, the least weeds were obtained, found in iron clay peas, which had the highest leaf area, as you might have seen in the previous slide. Then next to that is velvet beans, which was hard to establish, had permitted more weeds into its plot. If you get a good establishment, it's a wonderful cover crop. Next one is a table showing the biomass and the light interception. The highest biomass was obtained with the Sudan sorghum, which was which was similar to iron clay peas and sunflower, whereas the light interception was best with sunflower and buckwheat, and also iron clay peas. Here is a correlation between the important parameters taken into note. The cover crop and cover crop biomass and light interception had a significant correlation. Similar to that, we had the light interception, leaf area versus light interception, we had a non-significant correlation, but it was a positive correlation. Here, as expected, the light interception was versus wheat biomass had a significantly negative correlation. Next is the leaf area versus the wheat biomass. The higher the leaf area, there was less biomass, but it was not significant. The last point here is the cover crop biomass was correlated with the wheat biomass, which was highly significant with a negative correlation. I'd like to skip to the conclusion here. The summer cover crops with a higher light interception had the greater biomass, and also it reduced the wheat biomass significantly. Iron clay peas, legume, and the graminea, Sudan sorghum, are the best in weed suppression and biomass contribution. This study showed the potential of summer cover crops as a sustainable means to manage weeds in organic production system. Also, the cover crops evaluated here provide a choice of summer cover crops to suit needs of an organic farmer. Any questions?
We have time for one question.
All right. Thank you. Speaker.